On the weather map, quiet and seasonably chilly weather will continue through Sunday. Then a very active period of weather begins early Monday morning with widespread rainfall expected through Tuesday. This will be followed by additional period of rain for the latter half of the week and then again next weekend. Temperatures will be mainly near to above normal from Tuesday through the rest of the week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for southwest Vermont and the southern Champlain Valley, which includes Middlebury, Ticonderoga, Rutland, and Manchester. Tonight, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Light and variable winds. Sunday, areas of frost in the morning. Mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. Light and variable winds. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then cloudy with rain likely after midnight. Lows around 40. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 70%. Monday, rain. Highs in the upper 40s. Northeast winds. Around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Monday night, rain. Lows in the mid-40s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Southern Green Mountains, which includes Killington and Mount Holly. Tonight, partly cloudy until midnight, then clearing. Patchy frost after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. Northwest winds. Around 10 miles an hour. Sunday, areas of frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. West winds. Around 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then cloudy with rain after midnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Light and variable winds. Chance of rain 80%. Monday, rain. Highs in the mid-40s. East winds. Around 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Monday night, rain. Near steady temperature in the mid-40s. East winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. And now, the extended forecast for the listening area. Tuesday and Tuesday night, rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows in the mid-40s. Chance of rain 90%. Wednesday and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Rain likely. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain 70%. Thursday and Thursday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows in the lower 40s. Friday and Friday night, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-50s. The forecast for the northern waters of Lake Champlain, including the Champlain Islands and Inland Sea, tonight, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Sunday, west winds 10 knots or less, becoming southwest. Mostly sunny. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Sunday night, light and variable winds, becoming northeast 5 to 10 knots. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. A chance of rain overnight. Waves 1 foot or less. Monday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Rain likely. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday night, northeast winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east. Rain likely. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday, east winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming north. Rain. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday night, north winds 5 to 15 knots. Rain. Waves 1 to 3 feet. Wednesday, north winds 10 to 15 knots. Rain likely in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Wednesday night, north winds 5 to 15 knots. Partly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Thursday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. The forecast for the southern waters of Lake Champlain, including Colchester Reef, Willsboro Bay, and Diamond Island, tonight, north winds 10 knots or less, becoming west. Partly cloudy. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday, southwest winds less than 10 knots. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. Sunday. Sunday night, southeast winds less than 10 knots, becoming northeast. Partly cloudy in the evening. Rain likely overnight. Waves 1 foot or less. Monday, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming north. Rain likely. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Monday night, northeast winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming southeast. Rain likely. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday, southeast winds 10 knots or less, becoming north. Rain. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Tuesday night, north winds 5 to 10 knots. Rain. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Wednesday, north winds 5 to 15 knots. Rain likely in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Waves 1 to 3 feet. Wednesday night, north winds 5 to 15 knots. Partly cloudy. A chance of showers in the evening. Waves 1 to 3 feet. Thursday, north winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming light and variable. Partly sunny. Waves 1 foot or less. The ultraviolet index for Sunday will be a 2. This is in the low category. The higher summit forecast for the northern Adirondacks of New York, tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 10 to 25 miles per hour after midnight. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming obscured in clouds. A chance of rain or a slight chance of snow until midnight, then rain or snow likely after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. Light winds, becoming south around 10 miles per hour after midnight. Monday, summits obscured in clouds. Rain or snow likely. Near steady temperature in the mid-30s. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. The higher summits forecast for the Green Mountains of Vermont, tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Sunday, partly sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 25 miles per hour, becoming west 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming cloudy. A slight chance of rain until midnight, then a chance of rain or snow after midnight. Lows in the mid-30s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. Monday, summits obscured in clouds. Rain or snow likely. Near steady temperature in the mid-30s. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Here are the 9 p.m. observations. In Rutland, the temperature was 38 degrees, with a dew point of 38, giving a relative humidity of 100%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 29.97 inches and rising. At Glens Falls, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 40 degrees, with a dew point of 38, giving a relative humidity of 93%. The wind was west at 3 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.97 inches and steady. Elsewhere around the region, it was 39 at St. Johnsbury. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 37 at Montpelier, 42 at Lebanon, and 42 at Springfield. Under partly cloudy skies, Concord reported 45, Portland reported 47, and Boston reported 51. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 43 at Burlington, 38 at Morrisville, 40 at Bennington, and 48 at Albany. In New Hampshire, on top of Mount Washington, fog was reported at the summit. The wind was northwest at 32 miles an hour and the temperature was 19 degrees. Once again, in Rutland, it was 38 degrees. In Glens Falls, it was 40 degrees. This is NOAA Weather Radio WNG671, all hazards, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.500 MHz from Castleton, Vermont. This transmitter services the counties of Addison, Rutland, and Bennington in Vermont. In northern New York, Essex County. The current time is 9:24 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.